奉耶稣圣名啊，继续来讲末世的属灵征战。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we continue to discuss spiritual battle of the end time.
啊，刚刚我们提到了要认清啊这个征战的性质。
Just now we talked about we need to understand the essence of this battle.
因为它是一个近距离的征战。
Because this is a close-up battle.
啊，有时候是在我们的心灵。
Sometimes it will take place in our hearts.
啊，而且要认清它是属灵的。
And we need to recognize this is of a spirit.
魔鬼常常在暗中，我们在明处。
And the devil is in the dark, and we are in the bright place.
所以我们要有所防备。
So we need to be equipped.
那我们继续来谈如何装备。
And now we are going to talk about how we can equip ourselves.
回到加拉以弗所书的第六章。
Let's all turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章的第十三节。
Verse 13.
这里提到要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
Here it says that we need to put on the full armor of God.
那十一节说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
11 here it says, put on the full armor of God.
啊，所以这里提到穿戴和拿起。
So here it says that we need to put on and also we need to take it upon.
那这些都是动作。
So these are action verbs.
而且这些动作不是慢吞吞的。
And these actions are not, they're not slow.
是一个紧急而且决定性的一个行动。
So these actions describe urgencies to our actions.
我们看到那个军人如果在训练的时候。
So when you see soldiers going through trainings,
我们看那个飞行员
and we see a pilot,
一旦警铃响了他们要很迅速的动作要开把飞机开上天。
So upon hearing the alarm going off, they quickly jump into their jet plane.
因为敌人来袭是很紧急的。
Because when the enemies are attacking, it's of urgency.
不容许你在那边慢吞吞了。
And it wouldn't allow you to take slow actions.
有时候魔鬼的攻击也是突然的。
So the attacks coming from Satan could be all of a sudden.
让你觉得平安无事的时候，他突然就攻击你了。
So when you feel at peace, the Satan will start to attack you.
当然很多魔鬼的攻击骚扰是有征兆的。
And sometimes you can see signs from Satan before he attacks you.
那依现代来看。
So from the way we see it.
现在是比较一种隐藏细腻的。
So now the attacks are more subtle.
来先扰乱你的心灵。
You will start to begin to disturb your heart.
有时候是我们自己心灵软弱的时候，他就趁虚而入啊。
Sometimes when we are weak at heart, that's when Satan will quickly swoop in.
我们失去信心的时候，他也会趁那个机会呢来打击我们。
And also when we're losing our faith, Satan would take this opportunity to attack us.
所以我们平常就要准备好啊。
So we will have to be ready at all time.
平常你不准备好
，if you're not ready.
他来攻击你的，你就毫无抵抗能力。
When he starts to attack you, you wouldn't be able to defend him.
那如何准备
？And how do we get ourselves ready?
平常就要经营跟我们主美好的关系。
So we need to manage our relationship with God.
你有准备好，那你心中有主哈。
So when you're ready, then you will be filled with God.
主给你平安
，God will give you peace，
也给你智慧
，God will also give you wisdom，
你心中让主来充满
，so you'll be your heart be filled with God，
那魔鬼就很难以进来了
，then Satan will not be swooping easily into your heart，
因为魔鬼也会看你这个人是软弱的，他就这个来攻击你。
Satan will also know how to observe. Once he finds out that you're weak, he will be ready to attack you.
他看你是刚强的，那他大概就比较不会下手。
And if your hearts are fortified, then he wouldn't be able to attack you easily.
在马太福音的第十二章
，If you turn to Book of Matthew chapter 12,
看四十三节
，Verse 43.
马太福音十二章四十三节
，Chapter 12, verse 43.
乌鬼离的人身就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着， 于是说我要回到我所出来的屋里去，到了就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了，便去另带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都进去住在那里。那人末后的情况比先前更不好了，这邪恶的世代也要如此。啊，主耶稣在这里讲了一段。
So Jesus says here,
说啊，乌鬼离开人的身。
So an impure spirit comes out of the person.
他就走来走去。
So the impure spirit was roaming about.
寻找另外能够安歇的地方。
Looking for the next place to dwell.
魔鬼很喜欢住在人的心里。
Satan likes to dwell in our hearts.
主耶稣这里说，有的人他靠主把魔鬼赶出去了。
And Jesus says that as long as we're willing to rely on God, then we're able to drive out Satan.
但是魔鬼还是在到处游行啊，徘徊啊。
But still, Satan is still roaming about.
啊，然后他找来找去，找不到别的地方。
He's been searching, he's not able to find a good resting place.
那就是说，那我回来，我原来住的那个屋里，就是原来的那个人的心，我再去回去看看。
So he went back to the person that he was dwelling.
哇，看到这个人的心啊，哇，打扫干净，很空闲。
Now realizing that that person's heart has been cleaned up,
而修饰好了
，and he's been fixed up.
哇，太好了，装潢得更好。
That's wonderful. And
对魔鬼来讲，这是对魔鬼来讲啊。
And it's coming from the devil's perspective.
这个人的心很好住了。
So that means this a good dwelling place for Satan.
结果他自己又去招了七个比自己更恶的鬼来啊。
Then he went about bringing seven other spirits that were more wicked than himself.
那这个人的情况可以想象更不好了。
So you can imagine the condition of this person is actually worse off.
这里就是说，我们要迎接基督住在我们的心。
So here it tells us that we need to be ready and welcome Jesus to dwell within us.
我们的恩典这么大。
How great is His gracious?
所以我们应当要让基督充满我们。
So we should let Jesus fill us.
因为魔鬼也想住进来。
Because Satan also wants to dwell in us.
他不会放过一个。
Satan wouldn't let any opportunity go.
所以他就到处游走，寻找可居住的地方。
That's why he roams about looking for the next dwelling place.
主耶稣说，这个是邪恶的世代会这样。
The Lord Jesus says that this is a wicked generation.
现在我们是不是也是一个邪恶的世代呢？
Are we also a wicked generation?
耶稣时代是这样。
And this is what it was like during the time of Jesus.
在这个末世更是这样。
And it will be even more so during the end time.
所以要迎接基督住在我心。
So we should welcome Jesus to dwell in us.
你要拿起该有的装备。
We should put on the armor of God.
要穿戴，要训练。
We need to train ourselves. We need to put on the armor of God.
以备魔鬼不时会来攻击。
So that we can be ready when Satan starts to attack us.
这个阿兵哥都是平常就要训练好了哈。
So if you're a soldier, you will be training on a regular basis.
养兵千日用在一时。
So you're training for a long period of time just for that one final battle.
所以要把该有的装备都穿戴拿起来。
So we need to put on the full armor of God.
那魔鬼我们要抵挡他。
And we need to defend ourselves against Satan.
我们不要主动挑衅他。
And we shouldn't try to incite Satan.
但是要抵挡他，一旦他来了，我们要抵挡。
Once he comes over, we need to learn how to defend against Satan.
看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to a book of James, chapter 4.
第七节。
And verse 7.
雅各书四章七节。
James, chapter 4, verse 7.
不迟你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。这里有说。
Here it says.
要顺服神。
Submit yourself to God.
然后呢，抵挡魔鬼。
Resist the devil.
要抵挡他，因为他来攻击的时候，你要抵挡他。
You have to know how to resist the devil when he comes upon you.
平常我们不要主动去挑战他。
And we shouldn't go ahead and try to incite Satan.
我听长辈传道有讲了一段，算是一个记事。
So I heard this from an elder.
在很早的一个几十年前了，我们有一个初信的信徒。
Many decades ago, there was a member who just started to believe.
因为他得到圣灵，他也刚信，哇，信心充足啊。
So he was filled with the Spirit because he just started to believe.
他说，我靠主我就得胜了，不怕魔鬼。
He believed that he would be saved by relying on God, and he wasn't afraid of Satan.
那时候人家民间信仰啊，在迎神赛会啊。
And it was during a period of time where there was a pagan traditions.
是一个队伍的行列哦。
There was a parade for the pagan religions.
就是说这些都是魔鬼。
And he said that these are all Satan's.
他去跑到人家的队伍前面，在那奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦。
So this member went before the parade and tried to cast out demons in the name of the Lord Jesus.
后来啊。魔鬼就进入他里面了，就让他失去正常。
What happened was Satan entered into him and then he lost it.
有人会说他不是有圣灵吗？他也奉主耶稣名赶鬼，为什么反而被魔鬼入侵呢？
You might ask, didn't he have the Holy Spirit? Why would he allow Satan to enter him?
因为他主动去挑衅魔鬼啊。
What happened was he incited Satan.
这里说是抵挡，而不是去挑衅。
So this verse mentions particularly that we need to resist the devil, not to incite him.
我们看后面很多这些武器都是防御性的。
So the armor of God, we know they're defensive.
那么主动的作为，我们跟魔鬼主动的作为，只有就是一项啊，一项。
And the only thing that we need to take initiative when it comes to Satan is
传福音
to preach the gospel.
传福音就是在魔鬼的手下把人的灵魂抢救出来
is to save the soul from the hands of Satan.
这个不是血气
and this is not of blood and flesh.
刚刚讲的那个弟兄就是凭着血气之勇啊。
And the brother that I was mentioning was doing things based on his blood and flesh.
人家在迎神赛会又没有干扰到你。
While a pagan tradition was going on, it wouldn't affect him.
他就凭着一股血气想要去挑战魔鬼。
So he wanted to challenge Satan based on his blood and flesh.
结果魔鬼就跳到他身上。
As a result, Satan entered into this body.
后来当然到了教会，大家帮助祷告赶鬼，他才恢复正常。
And of course, other brothers and sisters was helping him try to cast out demon.
但是正当魔鬼真的入侵的时候，你要有那个勇气要来抵挡。
And when it comes to Satan invasion, you need to have the courage to resist him.
如果你不抵挡，
if you do not resist him,
你想要跟他相安无事。
You wouldn't be able to live peace with him.
Hey, 想要跟他和平共处。
If you want to have the idea of be able to live at peace with him,
那你就中了他的诡计了。
Then you will fall into his trap.
魔鬼都住进来了，你还跟他和平共处啊？
Talking about living at peace with him when you have Satan in your heart.
要抵挡他，把他赶出去啊。
What you have to do is try to resist him and cast him out of you.
那有一个教会啊，传道去注目的时候
，and there was a church.
那下午四点的祷告
，so they normally had a 4 p.m. prayer session.
那祷告到一半呢，就听到一个很奇怪的声音。
In the middle of prayer session, people noticed a weird sound.
好像是一个姐妹的声音，但是她的声音很低沉。
It sounded like a voice coming from a sister, but her voice was very low.
低到让你能会起鸡皮疙瘩。
So low that you would start having goosebumps.
那邻里头的判断觉得说这个人的祷告很奇怪。
So based on the spiritual judgment, the members realized that she prayed in a different way.
所以传道就转头看啊，就一个姐妹在祷告。
The preacher, the resident preacher at the time turned his head around and saw a sister praying.
她是一个姐妹，怎么祷告的声音这么低沉，比男人还要低啊？
She was a sister, obviously, but why would she pray in such a low voice?
因为传道刚到那个教会，所以不认识她。
The resident preacher just started pastoring that church.
后来问过负责人才知道，哦，她是长时间有一些灵的攻击跟干扰。
So he didn't know that sister that well, and he went about asking the church board member. Only then he realized that the sister is being disturbed by the spirits.
虽然信主已经好几年了。
Even though she's been believing for a few years,
但是她的情况啊，时好时坏。
But her conditions have been on and off.
啊，那传道就以为啊，这也是啊，注目那个教会的一个工作之一啊。
And this is part of this present resident preacher's job.
啊，想说要找机会去了解看看。
So he was looking for an opportune time to find out, to investigate this issue.
刚好有一个安息日下午的聚会。
Happened to be on a Sabbath afternoon service.
啊，聚会到一半啊，传道还在讲道啊，他就拍着桌子很大声，然后就跑出去了。
And in the middle of the service, the sister started pound the table, and eventually she ran out of the church.
哇，大家都吓一跳。
And everyone was surprised.
因为他拍桌的声音好大。
Because the sound from pounding the table was very loud.
那聚会完之后呢，那传道就邀请执事啊去他家访问。
At the end of the service, the resident preacher invited elders alone to visit that sister.
那他一进门啊，就正常的脸色给你看，正常的声音啊，欢迎你们来。
Upon entering her house, she seemed normal, greeting them regularly.
那过了没有多久，她翻脸了，她的脸色就变得很不好看了。
And a few moments later, she started to change and she became a different person.
啊，你们不要赶我。
She started to say, "Do not cast me out."
啊，那胡言乱语啊，讲了一些啊，然后其中有一句叫。我是巴比伦之父，我是巴比伦之父。
Yeah, she starts to speak in gibberish, and she was saying that I am the father of Babylon.
那过一下子啊，又变成她自己的声音。
Then a few moments later, she became herself again.
啊，传道，只是拜托你们不要，我心里很痛苦，不要把他赶走了。你们赶的时候，我会很痛苦。不要赶走，好不好？不要赶鬼，好不好
？She then started to beg the preacher and the elder, "Oh, please do not cast me out. I'm suffering. Do not cast me out."
啊，我跟执事啊，传道跟执事就说不可以这样姑息啊，就跟他讲说，我们还是要祷告。来，我们来祷告，我们奉主耶稣圣名来帮你赶鬼。
So the preacher and the deacon, didn't want to let this go, so they insist on praying together.
她一开始也很痛苦。
So at the beginning, she was suffering.
因为魔鬼挟制她嘛。
Because she was taken hostage by the devil.
有时候借着她讲话。
Sometimes the demon would speak through her.
啊，有时候是自己的讲的话。
Then sometimes she would revert back to her own self.
她的心被魔鬼挟持了。
Her heart was taken hostage by the devil.
传道跟执事要把他鬼赶出去，他说不要赶，不要赶。他容许鬼继续在他身上啊。
And she was allowing the demon to continue to dwell in her, even though the preacher and the elder wanted to cast out the demon.
她自己不愿意抵抗啊。
She didn't want to resist the demon.
所以有时候我们祷告鬼赶出去，那是暂时的。
Sometimes when we cast out demon, they might not be in your heart momentarily.
因为她一直不愿意抵抗魔鬼。
It's because she didn't want to resist the demon.
这样的鬼是赶不出去的。
If that's a mentality that she had, she wouldn't be able to cast out the demon.
因为她自己愿意魔鬼住在她里面啊。
Because she allowed this situation to continue.
因为她害怕。
Because she was afraid.
当赶鬼的时候，魔鬼要捉弄她嘛。
So while casting out demons, demons started to act out.
啊，任凭我们用多少道理勉励她、说服她，她都啊不能够接受哈。
No matter how we try to encourage her with truth, she's not willing to accept.
因为她不愿意抵挡魔鬼。
Because she didn't want to resist the demon.
说实在也是很可怜，因为她没有那个力量战胜魔鬼。
She's so pitiful because she didn't have the strength to resist the demon.
所以很长好几年的时间，她继续活在那一种痛苦当中啊。
And for a few years, she continued to live in such a suffering place.
啊，当然这个例子也成为当地教会一个功课。
And she served as a example for the local church.
因为一个弟兄姐妹有这种征战啊，其实是全教会的征战。
When one of the members suffered through a spiritual warfare, then that means the whole church is going through the same thing.
也是考验传道，也是考验教会的职务会。
And this is testing not only the preacher but also the church council.
这个就是说起来看起来是比较失败的例子哈。
So this is one of the bad examples.
不是主耶稣没有能力。
It's not because Jesus did not come with strength.
也许主耶稣要借这样再继续考验当地教会也说不定。
Maybe Lord Jesus allowed this to happen so that they can find out what the church was made of.
我们要具备这个抵挡的意志。
So first, we need to be equipped with ability to resist.
要应战而不是逃跑。
So we need to face the warfare.
而且他自己以为他自己一个人在征战。
Because that sister thought that she was fighting this battle alone.
她不晓得其实大家都在帮助她祷告。
Little did she know that everyone else was trying to help her.
那我们征战的武器。
So when it comes to spiritual weapons,
回到这个以弗所书有一个图片哈。
Let's turn back to a book of Ephesians. There's a picture.
这个就是罗马兵丁的一个打扮。
So there's a picture showing what a Roman soldier looked like at the time.
保罗曾经被罗马兵丁看管两年。
Paul was under the supervision of Roman soldier for 2 years.
所以他一定对罗马的装备，罗马兵丁的装备很熟悉。
And that's why Paul was very familiar with armor of Roman soldiers.
所以他运用一般军人的装备呢来讲到属灵。
So he applied the armor of a soldier to spiritual.
那这个征战呢，其实在第十三节也提到了。
So the battle, which is also mentioned in verse 13,
刚刚在讲说征战是近距离的肉搏战。
So just now we talked about this battle is a close-up battle.
有时候是长期的征战。
And this is a long-term battle.
在这里说磨难的日子。
So here it talks about days of trials.
磨难的日子有可能是要很久了。
Day of trial could be long-lasting.
主耶稣差遣门徒出去传福音。
When the Lord Jesus sent off his disciples to preach the gospel,
给他们权柄能够医病赶鬼。
Giving them the authority to heal the sick.
有时候这个门徒回来很高兴，跟主耶稣报告。
Sometimes the disciple will come back happy, reporting to the Lord Jesus.
哇，因着你的名魔鬼都服了我们都赶出去了。
In your name, all the demons submitted to us, so we were able to cast them out.
但是另外一次赶了老半天赶不出去。
But there's one particular time we wouldn't be able to cast them out.
然后有其他人来跟耶稣讲，你的门徒怎么赶鬼赶不出去啊？
And there are other people came up to the Lord Jesus, how come your disciple weren't able to cast out demons?
门徒回来了。
So when upon their return,
主耶稣一方面责备他们信心不够。
The Lord Jesus rebuked them for not having enough faith.
二方面指导他们说这一类的鬼非靠禁食是赶不出去的。
On the other hand, that Jesus told them that if you you can only cast them out by fasting.
所以有时候教会发生这种事情，是要长时祷告，而且是要禁食祷告。
So when things like that happen to church, we need to learn how to fast. And sometimes when we fast, we need to fast for a longer period of time.
那这些鬼才能够赶出去。
Only then we can cast out demons.
我们就先分享到此。
And I will end my sharing now.
以下是儿童诗班要来献诗。
I'm going to give a floor to the children's choir.
我们请儿童诗班。
We'd like to invite the children's choir.
Please be seated.
我们现在要祷告。
And we're going to pray.
祷告之前, 再继续刚刚的前面讲的见证。
So before we pray, I'd like to sort of further the testimony that I mentioned.
林先生来慕道。
So when Mr. Lin came to True Seek,
因为他以前是皈依佛门的。
He used to be a Buddhist.
所以他就请教会来帮他除偶像。
He invited the church to help him cast out to remove the idols.
因为他决定要受洗。
Because he decided to get baptized.
所以从他家里除了很多偶像。
So the church was able to remove numerous idols from his house.
有很多的法器啦，什么录音带啦。 念珠啦，这些佛经等等。
And there were also many tools related to Buddhism and books.
那么他得到圣灵以后,
after receiving the Holy Spirit,
他就向他妈妈见证。
Mr. Lin started to testify to his mother.
他说，妈妈，我到真耶稣教会，我已经得到圣灵了。
And this is what he tells his mom. Mom, I started to go to the True Jesus Church and I have received the Holy Spirit.
我来帮你祷告。
And I'd like to pray for you.
那时候他妈妈已经重病在医院。
At the time, his mother was suffering from illness and was bedridden in the hospital.
那他就用灵眼为他妈妈祷告。
And he started to pray in tongue for his mother.
那祷告以后，他的妈妈很高兴。
After the prayer, his mother was very happy.
一方面，这个儿子本来不信耶稣，现在信耶稣了。
One was because initially the son didn't believe in God, but now he is a believer.
又去真耶稣教会得到圣灵了。
And he also went to the True Jesus Church and received the Holy Spirit.
他就跟他儿子说，我也要得圣灵。
And the mom tell his son that I also wanted to receive the Holy Spirit.
那儿子跟他讲，好，那我找真耶稣教的传道来跟你讲他们的，就是圣经的道理。
And the son tells the mom that I'm going to invite members from the True Jesus Church to tell you about the Bible and the truth.
他就联络传道，还有福音组的工人去医院看妈妈。
He then invited workers from the True Jesus Church to visit his mom.
当场还有他的三个姐妹，就是林先生的三个姐妹，有两个是也是基督徒，一个不是基督徒。
At the time, Mr. Lin's three sisters were also present. Two others were Christians. The other one wasn't a Christian.
哇，在那个医院的病房里面，大家一起祷告。
And in the hospital ward, everyone started to pray together.
啊，感谢主。
Thank God.
他的另那个两个基督徒姐妹啊，得到圣灵。
And the two sisters who were Christians received the Holy Spirit at the time.
啊，妈妈还没有得到圣灵。
But the mom hadn't received the Holy Spirit yet.
但是当场啊，他们都愿意来真耶稣教会洗礼。
But right at the moment, they have decided to receive the baptism.
那因为妈妈的病比较严重。
The mom was suffering from serious illness.
所以她就特别请教会来紧急施洗。
And therefore, she asked specifically for the church to hold a baptism on her behalf.
那教会开审查会就通过，那为她特别施洗。
So after reviewing the church board passed this request and we're getting ready to hold the baptism for her.
那洗礼回来，我回到病房。
After the baptism, returning to the hospital ward,
传道再去为她祷告。
And the preacher prayed for her again.
感谢主。
Thank God.
这个妈妈就得到圣灵。
And the mom received the Holy Spirit.
洗礼之后就得到圣灵。
After the baptism, she received the Holy Spirit.
过了大概一星期，她就过世了。
And she passed away a week from there.
这真的是特别的恩典。
And this is a special grace from God.
反而是妈妈比这个林先生还要早少洗礼哈。
That the mom had received baptism earlier than the son.
这是在最后的那个阶段，临门一脚，主了恩典给她。
And this is at the final stage that God showered her with grace.
让她随洗灵洗然后把她接回去。
To be washed by the water and the spirit and receive her back home.
所以那一次的灵恩布道会。
So at that particular spiritual convocation,
林先生带着他的家人还有姐妹的家人总共十口十个人在真耶稣教会受洗。
Mr. Ling brought along his own family and the family of his sisters, total 10, and they were all baptized.
这就是主的拣选了。
And they were all chosen by God.
原本是皈依佛门的。
He was initially a Buddhist.
但是主耶稣开他的心。
But God guided his heart.
他也愿意来查考。
And he was also willing to study the word of God.
从读佛经到读圣经。
From studying the Buddhism books to studying the Bible.
从不愿意成为基督徒到真耶稣教会的信徒。
From not willing to become a Christian to now a member of the true Jesus Church.
主的恩典很大。
How great is God's grace?
感谢主，归荣耀给神。
Thank God, all glories to God.